G's got it locked, boy.
Hi guys, welcome. This is one of the few times I actually live stream my podcast that will be available tonight at 7 Eastern. I'm having a hard time getting comfortable. All right. You know, like when your legs won't fully fit in a chair anymore because you're not a kid. All right, cool. So we're on season 3 of the Model Counselor podcast, and that is what we are live streaming today. And yes, I have a mic stand, but it just not like I don't have the cool stuff yet. You know, like I don't have the cool stuff that like dips down so where it's like that. I don't even like my string isn't even long enough for the podcast for the mic to even like dangle down. You know what I'm talking about. You guys see the high quality stuff. All right. Let me take a deep breath because I feel like I'm being frantic right now. All right, cool. So we're going to dive into signing with an agency. I'm sure some of you are signed. Maybe you're signed to small agencies. Maybe you're not signed. Maybe you are signed to a big agency and want to get out of your contract. There's a variety of different things. So let's just go ahead and get it rocking. So I'm Aubrey Ebony, also known as the Model Counselor. I'm currently in North Carolina because I needed to take a self-care trip. I've been going through a lot lately, and I felt like this was a time for me to just take a step back and just work on myself, you know? So I'm here, and I wanted to podcast live or stream live a podcast, so I'll be on here for quite some time. I am currently signed with 5 agencies, I think. So my New York agency being BMG, Click Models of Atlanta being my Georgia agency, Ben's Model and Talent in Tampa, Florida, the Diamond Agency in Orlando, Florida. I'm technically signed with DOS Model Management in Miami, but they haven't been really as active. There's a Vicky Foley agency in Daytona Beach, which sent me something recently that I didn't respond to. Sorry. And that's on me. You know, having multiple agencies, you have to be able to balance or you're not going to be successful. So please keep that in mind when you're signing with multiple agencies is that you want to be able to juggle it all on top of your day-to-day stuff, you know? I signed with my first agency in 2015. That was the Diamond Agency in Orlando, Florida. And my very first job with the Diamond Agency in Orlando, Florida was a Disney Springs / Kate Spade collaboration. And I actually had a billboard. This was my first job, landed me my first billboard, which was epic. And so it was me with this like long curly hair and this other model. And we were just like smiling, holding our purses like. So yeah, the rate, and this is a crazy thing about it. I'm just going to be completely honest. I was booked as an extra, which is insane because it was only 3 of us models there. But I was actually principal. So for this whole billboard that was displayed on I-4 in Orlando, Florida, I got paid like maybe $400 for it. You know, so the modeling industry is not as lucrative as some people may think when you're on a smaller scale. So I did have a billboard my first time modeling. It did make me about $400 or $500, which I mean, after the 20% agency fee and then waiting the 45, 60, 90 days to get it. And then, did I say the agency fee? Oh, no. Taxes, filing your taxes at the end. So then you're paying taxes on top of the money. So realistically speaking, your $500 is really like $320 or something like that. But I did land a billboard, which was awesome. I did enjoy seeing that. That was a big highlight for my career. And again, for those of you who are tuning in late, I apologize for not being on YouTube. I thought I was going to be able to be on YouTube, but YouTube needs me to wait 24 hours for what? Who knows? So here we are. So yeah, first billboard in 2015 with my first agency, the Diamond Agency in Orlando, Florida. I do still work with them. They are amazing. They're a smaller commercial agency, so they get a lot of local jobs. They very rarely get the bigger jobs like the Adidas, the Nike. You know, they don't ever get the high fashion jobs like the Fords, the Elites, the Wilhelmina, LA Models. You know, they don't get those kind of jobs. But what they do get is pretty consistent jobs to keep you I just had lunch, sorry. They do get the jobs that allow you to keep working consistently. So they might not be the highest paid jobs, but they are jobs that allow you to work because I've shot for Carnival Cruise Lines in Florida. I've shot for Polaris, which is that cool car brand in Miami. Hi, Dad. My dad's online. Hi, Dad. They allow you to. I shot for Polaris, which is a cool car brand in Miami. I shot for Disney a bunch of times in Orlando. I shot for the Orlando Magic in Orlando. What else did I do? A ton of stuff. Maui Moisture, which is a hair care product for curly hair. I shot that in Orlando or Tampa within a Florida realm. And the Florida agencies are great. Florida agencies are great for if you are able to have the free time to work on the side as a model. So if you're signed with the Florida agency, I don't know if you're full time, but you probably are working consistently to where the money is okay. So my biggest accomplishment, most people know, is the Cream of Nature ad that is still running today. That job, the contract was a 3-year usage. I thought it was a 2-year usage. It might even be a 5-year usage with Cream of Nature. And that has landed me, and still today, current billboards. It was an Essence magazine, 2 editions. The last edition they put it in was, and I don't even know, it might be a newer ones, but I think the 2019 edition with Michelle Obama on the cover, and the first one was with Michael B. Jordan on the cover. That was my biggest job. And then everything in between. My resume is pretty extensive. I think I do have it on my Instagram highlights, so you're able to check that out. And how I got started modeling, a lot of people want to ask, like, how'd you get started? And it really is this weird fairy tale Cinderella story of how I was dating this guy who worked for this teen magazine, and in the teen magazine, they were hiring models or casting for models, and my ex at the time submitted me for this magazine, and that's kind of how I got started with this. You know, it's crazy because I've always wanted to be a model. I've always wanted to do the modeling industry, but I didn't know it was going to be what it is for me today. And though I feel like I have a lot of pinnacles to reach, I feel like I have accomplished a ton of things, like the Sports Illustrated opportunity I had in 2018, where they had a bunch of girls come out to New York to meet the team. I've had a cameo in Coming to America, which airs in December of this year. Whoop, whoop. So you'll see me in Coming to America. What else? There's a ton of stuff. So, you know, let's dive into the reason you guys are here, how to get signed to an agency. It is not as difficult as people make it seem. Signing with an agency is not as difficult as people make it seem. What do you need to sign with an agency? Photos. You need photos to sign with an agency. I tell people that a good 10 solid photos is a really good way to start your portfolio. So 10 solid images is how you want to start your portfolio to submit to agencies. In this portfolio, you should have 2 headshots. And it just depends on the kind of model you're trying to be, right? So if you're trying to be a commercial model, then you want to go ahead and make sure that all your pictures are like light, airy, very family friendly, very like smiley, you know, that kind of vibe. You want to be clothed for the most part. Nothing too chaotic and crazy like the fashion stuff. So 2 headshots I recommend. Smiling, and then 1 still smiling but not as cheesy. You want to have 2 shots that are either like swimwear, mostly swim. I wouldn't say bra and panties, because in the commercial world, though, you know, there are some brands, that are lingerie brands. Like Target has lingerie, Walmart has lingerie. And lingerie doesn't have to be the super exotically sexy stuff. It can really just be bra and undies. Hanes is an underwear brand. So think of those kind of brands when you're putting underwear in your portfolio. Outside of that, do a very traditional swimwear look. Big smiles, having fun at the beach, just very natural. You want to be very natural. You want to just be you. Just be you. Be you. 2 swimwear or lingerie. 2 casual, so like something that I'm wearing, like a crop with some jeans, some heels or sneakers, just depending on what you want. And then I always say do something athletic. So if you're good at tennis, if you're good at basketball, if you're good at football or soccer, or if you, you know, whatever, just wear fitness clothing. So 2 headshots, 2 lingerie or swim, 2 casual shots and like something that I'm wearing. And then 2 athletic shots, and then just pick 2 of your fave to throw in there as like a little sprinkle of like, hey, this is me. This is who I am. If you feel like building your portfolio is really challenging and you feel like that's not something that is attainable for you in a short amount of time, You can definitely do digitals. Digitals are very clean cut, very easy images that can be shot in jeans and a tank. Or if you want to go with undies or like a black swimsuit, or for guys, like just like solid undies that fit. But I don't really recommend that for guys, honestly. I recommend, like, if you want to do a shirt off look, ouch. If you want to do a shirt off look, just do jeans. So digitals and something very simple. Digitals are not heavily edited. So if you're insecure about your skin or your body, you know, definitely work out. Definitely get your skincare routine going, because your digitals are going to be as natural as possible. So either digitals or photos, 10 solid photos for a portfolio is what I recommend if you want to get signed with an agency. Got it. Get it. Got it. Good. All right. Perfect. Again, sorry, I just have food. deciding what agency to sign with is probably one of the other challenging things that people experience. So when I look for an agency, I look at my skill level. You know, I look at where I'm good at, what I'm good at. And I know for sure I'm good at smiling. Ha 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 ha. That's all I can do is smile. That's not all I can do. But I'm also good at posing, right? So I have a good range. I'm not the best at fashion. I'm pretty good at beauty, because beauty is just all about the face. So when picking an agency, you want to go with an agency that is for your look. So if you are really dark skin, really deep, find agencies that don't have that much representation. And then look at the models that they do have and see if your energy matches the energy on the models page, on the agency's page. All right. And there are tons of agencies. You have commercial agencies like BMG is a big commercial agency. Stewart Talent is a really good commercial agency. There's a ton of commercial agencies. I guess Click theoretically is a commercial agency. Then you have fashion agencies, and those are going to be like the IMGs, the Wilhelminas, the Fords. And while Wilhelmina and Fords, I think, get some commercial work, a lot of their work is geared towards fashion, the 5'9", 5'10", 5'11 girls. So just keeping in mind your stats, your look, your goals, and that's how you find what agency is right for you. There are tons of agencies in every state, across the US, in other countries. So don't be afraid to like reach out and try other avenues if you feel like your city isn't for you, because you might not be able to work in your city. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just feel like that's not the most lucrative place for me. I work a lot in New York. Even though I'm not 5'9", 5'10", I'm 5'6" and a half, 5'7". My agency has me listed as 5'7". And even that, for, you know, New York is a shorter height, but I know my skill level. So though I might not have the height, I have a skill level of a high fashion model. So that's why they kind of brought me in, even though they're a commercial agency, if that makes sense. You know, you want to have a high skill, you want to have the skill level of a fashion model, but be commercial to sign with the commercial agencies. You don't want to be underdeveloped and trying to sign with the commercial agencies, because commercial modeling takes work. Okay, commercial modeling is more than just showing up and being like, oh, hey, I'm cute. Commercial modeling is also like, hey, here's a 6-line script that you need to know within a couple of seconds, you know, but you also have to not know the script, but embody this character, but not as embodying as TV and film, a lighter version, right? So if you're watching TV and you see a Target commercial or a Chevy commercial or a restaurant, welcome to Chili's, like all those are models. All those are commercial models. And so look and just kind of figure out where you fit. I know that some girls that are curvy are having a hard time being signed. You need to find an agency that has a curved division. What's a curved division? We know. It's a branch of the agency that is geared towards curved models, which is a trend today. Curvy models are very in. Savage Fenty uses a lot of curved models. A lot of makeup brands use a lot of curved models today. A lot of people are using a ton of curved models. So, you can get signed as a curvy model. Oh, okay, but I'm not like the pear shaped where I'm small at the top and big at the bottom. I'm kind of round in the middle. An apple shape. People still get signed as apple shaped models. And I'm just using what I'm saying, not based off ignorance or not based off stereotypical figures. These are actual body types, sizes that I've looked into. So don't feel like as a curved model, if you're not the traditional, like, oh my God, Coca-Cola figure, that you can't get signed, because that's not true. You can totally get signed. And if you guys have any questions while I do this along the way, please let me know. So yes, the right photos, the right agency. It's not hard to get signed. what you do want to do is be very focused, right? We're in a day and age where everybody's a model. Social media allows everyone to be a model, which isn't bad, girl. Boy, do your thing. Sis, do your thing. Honey, do your thing. But also know that being a model is a career, right? Like, I take care of my skin. I am 27. I'll be 28 this year. Don't tell anybody. In fact, tell the whole world. I'll be 28 this year. And with that being said, you know, I have to stay on top of my fitness, on top of my skin, on top of my health, because I want to look as young as I can so that I can stay in the industry. The industry is always bringing in new young people, right? 17-year-olds are being signed left and right. So then me as a 28-year-old, I'm having to compete with a 17-year-old visually, which is tough because I look more mature than a 17-year-old, but I'm also way more mature, more knowledgeable, more prepared, right? More mature. So there's ups and downs, but don't get so hard on yourself. Is this a question? Oh, thanks, guys. Don't get so hard on yourself if you feel like, oh my God, I'm getting closer to the age, because at the end of the day, commercial modeling does not stop, right? Like there's commercials for canes, commercial for like medicine, commercial for all this stuff. And older people do that, you know, like the skins, the lotions, you know, there's a variety. Right? The car people, the moms, the woman fixing a dinner tape for Thanksgiving advertisements. You know, these are all different types of commercial models. And that's why I feel like in the commercial world, you have such a longer opportunity to work because you're not worried about being the most beautiful or most like youthful. You're a real person. You just look a little better than the next person. Though all people are beautiful. The idea of modeling is that you have a little sprinkle of beauty that the next person is still striving to get. So, you know, don't feel like you're too old or you can't, because there's always middle-aged makeup, middle-aged clothing. You know, I can't model a dress for a 45-year-old, but a 45-year-old can. You know, I can't wear a swimsuit that is for an 80-year-old, but an 80-year-old can. you know, so that just goes to show and let you know that modeling is more than like, oh my God, let me take a picture, let me strike a pose. It's also knowing the industry. As of lately, I've been being a little more daring with my nail color. I mean, not really, right? I mean, not super daring, but daring enough. Your nails should always be neutral all the time, you know, because if I get casted for something today and my nails are bright pink, super long with studs, which I get it, sis, like I love a good nail. But you also just want to be prepared. You want to be prepared. My toes are white. My toes are frequently either white or gray or something like that. That doesn't matter as much as your hands. So if you're going to do a color in the industry, you know, do a neutral color. And these are all things you have to be aware of, you know, like don't get wasted, you know, every night because you don't know what's going to happen if you have a casting the next day. And I've had that happen where I was like having a good time with my girls. And then like my agent hit me up the next morning, like, hey, we have an audition for you. And I'm like, oh, I don't feel well. But your job is to show up and act like you feel well, you know? So signing with an agency really is about photos. It's about knowing what agency to sign with and preparation. You know, stay fit. I'm not saying you have to kill yourself in a gym. Don't kill yourself. I do not kill myself in a gym, you guys. I do the same basic exercises every time I go to the gym. Sorry. Do I have a question here? In the digital age, is it still worth investing in a comp card? Yes. In the digital age, it's totally still worth investing in a comp card because when you have a casting, they're gonna want that kind of content. They're gonna want a digital. They're gonna want a photo to keep. And so if you have a digital instead of a headshot, the digital comp card or comp card, you're able to hand off. And it's like a portfolio and a snapshot instead of giving them your whole book. So think of a digital as a mini snapshot of your portfolio. So I definitely recommend still having a comp card, because I still have a comp card. Yeah. So also, you know, as we speak of digital age, know that social media is important. Okay. Agencies are frequently asking about your social media. And I don't really think they're asking about it from a numbers standpoint. They're asking about it from a visual standpoint. They want to see what you look like. What are you talking about? You know, what's your verbiage like? What is your activity on your Instagram stories? Are you cursing? Are you twerking? Like what are you doing? You know, so modeling is also about having etiquette, doing what you need to do, not doing what you don't need to do, right? Like if I'm going out with my girls, I'm having a good time and I'm lit, you know, it might not be necessary for me to throw that on Instagram if I know my agents are watching. And my agents are always watching, literally always watching, which isn't a bad thing. I like the accountability because it keeps me on my toes. At the same time, I use social media to network, right? So I don't ever want to be doing something extremely crazy because I have directors of major films following me. I have actors on major TV shows following me. And who am I to think that I'm allowed an opportunity when I can't even display myself properly as a public figure? Does that make sense? So definitely be aware of those kind of things as you're navigating through the industry. And I have another question that says, what's the best way to approach a model as an up-and-coming photographer building a portfolio? Honestly, guys, you just have to just be genuine, right? I mean, it's all the idea of letting somebody know that you're new and that you're interested in working, and also see what that model's needing. If a photographer approaches me and they're like, oh my gosh, that sound really just got in my ear. I wish you guys heard. Okay. When a photographer approaches me, they're like, hi, Aubrey, like I'm new to Atlanta. Would love to work with you, blah, 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 however their sentence starts. I think the idea is A, introducing yourself, B, letting them know that you're interested in working with them. And then if they need something, a type of photo or an outfit shot or a concept that they've been wanting to shoot, let them know that you're available to try to create that. So it's really the idea of being open and being willing to kind of cater to the model if you're reaching out to the model for them to want to work with you. Okay. And I hope that answered the question. Also, have an idea of what you want to shoot, guys. When you're building your portfolio, when you're working with photographers, make sure that you're not just showing up like, hey, I'm here. Like, this is a collaborative effort. You know, you have to bring creativity. Being a model is being a visual display of creativity, right? So learn how to be creative. Learn how to come up with concepts. Put mood boards together. Get on Pinterest. Save those photos on Instagram to different albums. And, you know, if a photographer hits you up or reaches out to you, then you can refer back to this thing that you saved and say, hey, these are some things I'd love to shoot. So definitely as a newer photographer, you know, definitely be willing to let the model know that, hey, you're in their city. You like their work. If there's any concept that they would be interested in shooting in, let you know. And you'd love to shoot it for them. That's what I recommend. All right. Awesome. So yes, I think those are some basic starting points. I tell girls that it's important to have a model bag. In your model bag, you should have, and guys, right? Guys and girls, in your model bag, you should have an all black look. So a top that's black, jeans that are black, leggings that are black, a skirt. I'm not a skirt girl, but my friend Delara, who's with Wilhelmina, just pulls up to castings in skirts, and I love it. I love to see it. I just don't do it. Golly, I'm sorry. yeah, so, you know, definitely have your favorite pair of leggings, your favorite top clean all the time. A solid pair of denim jeans and a white top as well. Always have nude underwear on. Always wear underwear. Always wear underwear. Take it from somebody who lets you know to always wear underwear. So yeah, and then also have a basic idea of skincare and makeup, right? So have an idea of what your foundation is. You know, have foundation with you. Have an eyebrow tint if you need it. I use eyeshadow on my eyebrows because I don't have eyebrows. You know, have that. Have highlighter. Have just a basic model makeup kit because that's important. Know how to do a basic look. You don't have to do a full beat, but definitely learn how to do your makeup because that's essential in your model bag. Keep a little makeup bag. Keep your black look. Your white top, denim jeans look, that's important. Nude shoes, black shoes. And then for guys, same thing. Like maybe a black pair of dress shoes, a pair of sneakers that are super clean, and a brown pair of dress shoes is appropriate, I believe. And I have another question. If I'm 6'2 and I weigh 210, am I considered a plus size model? I would have to see you in person. Being 6'2 and 210, I can't put the dimensions together, but I imagine you being pretty curvy. And so with that being said, I would say definitely curve model, not necessarily a plus size model because you're not in a plus size as it sounds like, but you're definitely curvy. So you're definitely in the higher sizes, right? Like I think I'm a 0, a 1. You might be in the 6, 7s-ish. And that's more of a curvy girl. So feel free to label yourself as a curve model instead of a plus size model. And then also look at different agencies and look at what they determine as a curve model or a plus size model. And so kind of gauge that because where you are might dictate kind of what you are. New York might say a 7 is a plus size model, but Miami might say a 7 is a curvy model instead of plus size. So yeah, I hope that helps. Yeah, so those are the kind of things you want to be aware of. Being aware of what you're putting online socially, being aware of your diet, being aware of your skin, making sure you know how to take care of your skin. Guys, always show up to a casting or an audition or a go see. People don't even use the term go see. But, you know, always be prepared with, you know, a lineup or a fresh haircut. Be prepared. You know, being a model is more than like, hey, I'm here. Like, it's really the preparation. Like, I really eat, sleep, and breathe. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. To be fair, I do dabble in McDonald's from time to time. Even though they cut the breakfast sandwich off after a certain time. That's a different conversation for a different day. But, you know, be aware of what you're putting in your body and how it impacts your body. If you have a photo shoot tomorrow and you know that salt makes you bloated in the face, don't eat salt the day before, you know, or if you know that you have a shoot coming up, don't stay out too late the day before because you want to be well rested. All of these are like basic model 101s that you need to know that people forget. Like, yes, you can take photos and do a photo shoot, but that doesn't make you a model. Making you a model, being a model is a lifestyle. It's a career. This is my career. Taking pictures is how I make a living. You know, and so I take it very seriously, except for yesterday when I devoured this like chicken filet and onion rings, which completely regretted. But I didn't have a photo shoot today and I don't have a photo shoot for a few days. So I'm kind of free to do that. But the moment I get back home, I'm in the sauna, sweating out all those toxins and alleviating my body of all the. getting rid of all the toxins that are in my body. Question, what do you need to do to be a runway model? Cool. To be a runway model, you definitely have the height. If you're 6'2", which some agencies might be like, that's a little tall. It's a little tough. But there are some agencies that will receive that very well. Being a runway model is similar to being a fashion model, and that's tailoring your portfolio to fashion looks. And also, truthfully, if you have a good set of digitals and a video of you runway walking, because that's what the agencies are going to require of you. They're going to require a runway video of you in the house, you know, or somewhere just doing a really good runway walk towards the camera, very like poised, very positioned, and not the... runway walks come in so many different forms, right? Like your church runway show is going to be different than New York Fashion Week. And New York Fashion Week is going to be different than Tampa Fashion Week or Tampa Swim Week. There's so many, different things. But it's the idea of knowing where you are and what you're trying to be. New York Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week, the visuals are different. The walk is different. I have a really good friend. Her name is Nella. She's a really good model. She's based in Germany, but she walks so many runways, you know, and her walk is very, very masculine, but still feminine in a way that is high fashion. So if you want to be a runway model, I recommend getting a good set of digitals and then getting a video of you runway walking, because that is what you need. And practice that runway walk, sis. Like, practice. Don't be too, you know, like sassy with it. Like America's Next Top Model might make you feel. I know Miss J makes you feel like you want to just do it all. But very, very put together. You know, if you're watching Swim Week, they're moving, but they're very controlled in their movements. So, you know, be sure to control your movements. How do you prep for a shoot the next day? So, also, I just want to just shout out Raji the model real quick, because I have been trying to reach you for quite some time. Please reach me after this one, sis. So prepping for a shoot the day before. Like I said, for me, I know salt is going to bloat my face. I'm going to have this weird like puffy under chin thing if I eat salt day one. Potato chips are going to do the same thing. Sodas are going to do the same thing. High fructose corn syrup is going to do the same thing for me. So I alleviate all of those things a day or two before my shoot. I'm in the gym the day before my shoot. I'm drinking a ton of water the day before my shoot. The day of my shoot, I typically don't eat prior to my shoot. Unless the shoot is later on in the day, then I'll graze, right? So like granola or like grapes, just something very light. So I'm not bloated in my stomach when I arrive to the shoot. So definitely keep your model bag with your makeup, you know, your skincare, your all black look, your white top denim look, you know, bring some new shoes, make sure you have your underwear all clean. And I would get in a good workout the day before. So then that way, the next day, you're as toned as your body can be prior to the shoot. So I'm hoping that helps. But, you know, signing with an agency is not the most challenging thing. I'm signed with 5. I emailed an agency the other day. They emailed me within a half hour back, you know. And yeah, I'm an experienced model and I've done a lot of stuff. But it's the idea of if you are prepared, you're going to be received, you know, and you're going to hear a ton of no's. Do not get discouraged, because I hear no today. You know, I'm a Savage Fenty ambassador and I'm just waiting on them to put me on their page. You know, it's a waiting game. Everything's a waiting game. And just know that there are pinnacles that I want to reach and haven't. And I know that for you as well. So don't get discouraged. Work hard. And also think about, you know, what else do you want to do? Like, being a model is great and it's exciting and it's fun. I love it. This is what I'm good at. And it's shocking, because if you saw me in high school, they didn't even want me to do my high school fashion show. And my sister's always like, oh my God, why do you bring that up? It's important. It's important for me to remember that there was a time where this wasn't attainable for me. And today this is what I do. So, but at the same time, I do things like this because I have a master's in counseling that I use to provide support to you guys, you know? So what is a backup plan? Because at some point you can't model forever. Modeling is fun for a good 10 years, perhaps, depending on where you are, your look, how available work is, you know, but in 10 years, what does it look like? And you can still book. Again, remember, you can still book, but to support yourself fully, keep that in mind. Modeling is not an end-all be-all career for everyone, unless you're the Barbara Palvin or the girls with the highest social media followers that like dive into the career immediately. You guys know who I'm talking about. I'm sure you know quite a few. My current height is 5'6.5. My agencies have me listed as 5'7. And I present very tall. My dimensions are very tall-esque and visual. So my legs are very long and I have a shorter torso, and then there's my boobs, and then I have long shoulders and really long arms, you know? So that's my height. And I tell people that being 5'6.5" and signing with an agency in New York at 26 is a blessing. It's a blessing, you know, but it's all the idea of being prepared. You have to be prepared. Okay. And know that if you are prepared, you will be received by someone. You just have to try different avenues. All right. So, final recap, unless you guys have any more questions. And I am going to throw this up on the Model Counselor podcast, because I'm streaming live for you. So I'm going to throw it on my podcast for you as well. You know, but being a model is really about getting the right photos, keeping your model bag prepared, learning the industry, right? Because you want to be prepared. You want to know what you're going into when you're going into a commercial casting or an Adidas audition. You know, they might ask you to run. I had an Adidas audition, I don't know, some months back, and they wanted me to do something and then do something else and then do something. That really didn't help, huh? They wanted me to stand at this one place, take off running, stop, look at the camera, right? But I didn't know that going into it. And so let's say that like the day before I had sprained my ankle because I was at the club getting lit and twisted it in my heels. Don't do that, because you never know what you're going to have to do the next day at your casting. Be as prepared as possible. And also have a support system, because this industry is tough. You are going to always compare yourself to the next. Ooh, this light. Sorry, food. You're always going to compare yourself to the next model. So please be prepared to have someone to vent to and talk to, because this industry is tough. It's an industry where you're judged on your visuals. You're judged on what you look like. And that can be tough. It can be tough on your self-esteem. I have a lot of days that I'm down because I didn't book and I don't book. And I see who does book, and that hurts. You don't want to lie to yourself and tell yourself that, oh my God, I don't care, because you do care. And it's okay to care. It's totally okay to care. But you have to take care of yourself first. This is an industry where you're going to hear a lot of stuff. Agencies can cut you left and right. I've been cut from an agency before out of nowhere, and I thought I was doing great. You know, and that's a shot at your self-esteem, but you have to have it in yourself to keep going, because the industry is always going to try to tear you down or make you feel bad. And not purposely. That's just the industry, right? You're based on your look. Like 2 years ago, I was dark skin. This year, last year, I'm brown skin, which whatever, you know, but it's the idea that you're always being labeled with something, and you have to be able to be more than the label within yourself. Because if you're not, then you're really just a shell waiting to be filled with somebody else's labels and input and insight, instead of being the person that you need to be for yourself. So, you know, make sure you're keeping that in mind. If you guys don't have any more questions, I'm going to go ahead and wrap. So just to recap, one last time, photos, okay? Digitals, 10 solid photos, 10 photos being headshots, athletic shots, casual commercial shots. Think Target, think Bell's outlet, think Walmart advertisements. When you walk in Walmart and you see the girls in the pictures, think that for your commercial looks. And in an athletic look, and in two random photos. If you're doing fashion, you know, look at fashion magazines. You want stuff that accentuates your legs, stuff that's very creative. And most fashion shots are very clove. So, you know, very, think trench coat, think layers, think colors. And think creativity when you're doing your portfolio. Think black and whites when you're doing your fashion portfolio. When you're doing your digitals, keep in mind that digitals are not going to be edited. They're not going to, oh, can you cut that out? Can you? They're not going to do any of that. Okay. Digitals are very much so you and what you look like that day. That's why I say, if you know your body, don't eat the salt, don't eat the sugar, don't eat the potato chips, you know, work out, go to the sauna the day before, you know, so the next day for your digitals or for your photo shoots, you know, you're prepared visually. All right. Know the industry, do your research, look at the agencies. Get a list of like 10 agencies that you're really into and look at the models in their roster. Look at the models' portfolios on their roster. Go to the models' Instagram on their roster. See what they're shooting. See what their lookbook looks like. See their clients. So that way you get an idea of if this client or if this agency is for you, because you're going to know. For curve models, do not think you can't get signed. You can totally and definitely get signed. I recommend you get signed because we need more, you know, curve girls out here. I love it. I love the body diversity. Know how to do a basic makeup look just in case, because I have been on set where the makeup artist did not have my right foundation, or the makeup just didn't look good because she didn't know how to do my skin tones. So, you know, don't be afraid to have a makeup bag and to speak up if your makeup doesn't look good, because if your makeup doesn't look good and you don't feel good, the photos are not going to look good and they're not going to be used for the advertisements. So, you know, it's a collaborative effort. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't do anything you're uncomfortable with. You don't have to shoot nude to be a successful model. You can shoot nude if you want to shoot nude. There is no one photographer that's going to skyrocket your career. Again, there is no one photographer that is going to skyrocket your career. And, you know, I think back to the Winnie Harlow story about how she was on America's Next Top Model. And I don't think she won, but there was a photographer that noticed her from the show, did shoot her, and then that kind of skyrocketed her career. But keep in mind that these stories are so far and few in between. Okay, they're not the law. They're not the model Bible. It's none of that. Okay, it's really about the hard work, determination, and honestly, just luck at the end of the day. It's all luck. It's all random pick of the draw, but hard work. Right? If you get your portfolio done, if you sign with the agency and the agency signs you, you are sent to a casting. You go to the casting, that client books you, boom. You know, but there's nothing special that can be done to get you there. It's really just you doing what you need to do and the opportunity being there and you taking advantage of the opportunity. That's really what this is all about. Atlanta doesn't have a ton of opportunity, but Atlanta has opportunities for film. So I have some really cool film work coming up. And just, you know, keep in mind that the modeling industry is not as lucrative as you may make it seem, as you may believe. In New York, there are some really high paying jobs. In LA, there are some really high paying jobs. But it's not going to be, for the most part, a long-term, lifelong career. There are always going to be teenagers that are going to pop up and sign with the same agencies as you. There's always going to be a new trend, you know? So keep in mind that sometimes it's okay to have a backup. And don't think that you're a failure if you didn't make a certain agency or if you didn't make a certain job. Like, there are plenty of jobs I didn't get. So, you know, definitely keep that in mind. Oh, thanks, guys. I try to give good advice. I try to give good advice because who else is going to give it? Who else is going to give it? You know, we live in a world, especially in this industry, where we're competing. You know, we're competing against one another. Like, who is this? Natalie. Like, we're competing against each other. If we go to a casting together, we're competing against one another. But that doesn't mean that we can't support each other in the process. Competing does not mean we cannot support each other in the process. Okay. Meditate on that, because a lot of people feel like, oh, okay, well, I didn't get this opportunity, so I'm not going to share it. That's not me. Okay. If an opportunity is for me, it's for me. And I'm not I'm not the gatekeeper. Who am I to keep an opportunity for someone else if it's not for me? So I have to give advice because I feel like no one gave me this advice. No one helped me along the way, right? Like I did everything on my own and shocked that, you know, I'm coming as far as I am and I have the opportunities that I do. But you got this. And be confident. And you're going to have some tough days. I've cried. I've had some really tough days. Okay. That's what the self-care trip is about, you know, but you have to take care of yourself. So while you're doing this industry and while you are getting your report and submitting and going on castings and you check Instagram and you see, oh, she booked this and oh, she did that. And oh, you know, she's gained 70,000 followers in the time it took you to gain 5, you know, it happens, but don't beat yourself up about it, you know, and this is advice I also should be telling myself, you know, to not beat yourself up about it. But at the end of the day, you've got this. And remember that it's okay to have another avenue, okay? Also remember that you can model technically forever. Like I said, the Viagra, the Allegra commercials, the Toyota, the Chevy commercials, like all this stuff, they're all models of different ages. Jake from State Farm, who is now black, by the way, is probably like, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s. And he just, you know, he landed that. The AT&T girl, that's the model. She landed that. Like those are things you can do for a while. You know, are you going to be able to do the, you know, Revlon cover girl? Maybe, but maybe not. And that's okay because you might be able to land an Apple ad. You might be able to land an OPI ad for your nails, you know, or maybe there's so many things, guys. There's so many things. So don't limit yourself to these like small short-term gigs. There's a bunch of stuff out there. You got this, but stay focused and treat modeling as a career. And don't treat it as a hobby, because if you treat it as a hobby, it's going to act as a hobby and it's not going to be what you want it to be if it's something you just pretend to do. Or if you do a photo shoot every now and then, or, you know, if you have something every now and then, if you're not actively working at it, it's not going to work for you. You know, think about it like a job interview, essentially like a job interview, right? Like you want your resume to have that you've done this, that you're prepared. Like you want your resume to show that you're ready for that job. And let modeling be the same way. While we don't have a resume, our comp card is our resume. Our portfolio is our resume. That shows that you put in the effort and the work and you understand the industry well enough for you to get hired for the job, for you to get signed. So be prepared, okay? All right, guys. I really appreciate you guys doing this and being a part of this like live stream, because I was supposed to go on YouTube, but they won't let me do it for 24 hours. So my next podcast that I stream live will be on YouTube, and I will be hopefully not in a hotel, which I kind of don't mind, right? I can relax. But yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up this podcast. This is the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony. This is season 3, episode 1, and I'll see you next time. Mal manger au chocolat, choc choc, la la. Mal manger au chocolat, choc choc, la la. Mal manger au chocolat. And I can't say that it's a lot, but I can say that you're my rock.